baby, think I lose my mind. 'Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. All right. We are back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, for another week, streaming live on crtr.ca, and you could be listening to this on podcast at your leisure. AusStrandedRadio.com is where you'll find the archive for the last 4 or so years of this show. We're up to over 250 podcasts now, lots of interviews archived at the blog AusStrandedRadio.com. You can keep in touch with us at Twitter too, at AusStranded. Now, this week is very extra special. It happens occasionally, a few times a year, that an Australian artist will be passing through Vancouver, and I'm able to connect with them, and the time works out to record an interview and sometimes a live set. And this week, it's a very well-regarded singer-songwriter from Australia named Liz Stringer. Now, Liz is on a Canadian tour, and she plays in Vancouver this coming Sunday from 7 o'clock at a venue called Merge, which is at Clark Drive and Powell Street. Now, she will be supported by Larissa Tandy, an Australian expat who lives here in North Vancouver, and she's been a guest on our show before. So, like I say, the stars aligned, and we actually earlier this week recorded the following interview and live set with Liz Stringer. It was a real honor to meet her. That'll be coming up in about 15-20 minutes time, because of course the tradition on this show is that we start with some older music, going back to sometimes my favorite period of Australian underground music, which was the 80s. And I got to remind people of this fantastic compilation that I recommend to anyone. I should put it up on the blog so people can stumble across it. It's called Do the Pop, and it's a 2-CD compilation of just indispensable underground music from Australia from, I guess, the late 70s through to the late 80s. So many great bands like the Celibate Rifles, the Scientists, the Victims, things like that, and of course the Hard Ones. So I'm going to get back into them again this week. Last week we played some Hard Ones music at the start of the show, and they have such an extensive catalogue that definitely 2 weeks in a row is no problem at all as far as I'm concerned. They're a legendary thrash punk band formed in Punchbowl, Sydney, in the western suburbs there, way back in the early 80s, and featuring Kesh De Silva on drums, Ray Arn on bass, and Blackie on lead guitar, his Gibson SG. And there's plenty of information about them online about how legendary they are in the punk world. And their latest album, it's called Peel Me Like an Egg. We played a couple of tracks from it last week, and we'll see if we can play a couple more this week. But starting out, first up, I'm going to pick a track from that compilation I just mentioned called Do the Pop. Highly recommend. A very, very old song of theirs called Bye Bye Girl. I'm not sure the exact origin of it, but it was probably the B-side of one of their very early singles. So, let's get into it. This is the Hard-Ons with a song called Bye Bye Girl from a long, long time ago. You're on Stranded. We'll be right back.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're back on Stranded. I hope you're enjoying this second little retrospective on the hard-ons, which is a very hard task given so many albums I've put out since the very early 80s. Now, the latest album is called Peel Me Like an Egg. We'll get to a couple of tracks from that very soon. Those tracks you heard there first up was Bye Bye Girl and then Girl in a Sweater, two very early songs that you can find on the Do the Pop compilation. And a few other places, of course. Girl in the Sweater is one of their most famous songs. And up after that with Dull, one of the singles from the Yummy album from 1990. So the band's the Hard-Ons. And let's now move on to another album that they put out. So they broke up, I guess, after an album called Too Far Gone, which came out in 1993. So they broke up for quite a number of years and got together again in around 2000. And their comeback album was called This Terrible Place. So let's play one of the tracks I like from this album called Trouble Trouble. This is Hard-Ons. Some great thrash punk pop for you.
Summer days in front of me. I like what you do to me. See you.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Okay, you're on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. And there we go, two tracks from the brand new Hard-Ons record called Peel Me Like an Egg. We started out with the first track off the album called Burning Up on Reentry. And then that was the title track, Peel Me Like an Egg. It's track 12. And there's 13 tracks on the records. And of course, the track before those two was Trouble from the album called This Terrible Place, which was their Reformation album. And of course, you probably would have noticed that the vocalist was different in those last two tracks because, of course, Kesh De Silva, the drummer and vocalist, original drummer and vocalist, left quite a while ago, so Blackie has taken up vocals for the last few albums. There we go, Hard-Ons, Peel Me Like an Egg, still going strong after all those years. So, we're very lucky this week to have a very special guest in the studio. Earlier this week, we recorded an interview and live set with Australian singer-songwriter Liz Stringer in anticipation of her show coming up this Sunday night at Merge here in Vancouver. So, we're going to get right into that straight after this.
This is BFM Greymaker. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Okay, and now it's time here on Stranded for this week's extra special guest. Every now and then, maybe a handful of people every year will come through the studio, bona fide Australian musicians on a real tour, and I always do my best to get an interview in, and we're very blessed this week to have Liz Stringer joining us. All the way from Melbourne, Australia.
Hey.
Thanks for coming in, Liz. You've just arrived from Seattle.
Yes.
And you've, I guess you haven't really officially started the tour yet. Vancouver's your very first date?
It is, yeah. This is my first time in Canada. So, yeah, everything's really brand new. We haven't really started the tour and I'm just stoked.
Yeah.
To be here. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
Well, we're going to be hearing some live tracks today from Liz in anticipation of her show, which will be this Sunday night in Vancouver at Merge, and we'll give you the details for where that is soon. Liz, yeah, I actually didn't know until I kind of went to your website today and did more detail searching that you recorded a whole album in Portland. I thought you were just kind of hanging out and enjoying the US, but wow.
Yeah, and I mean, that was the plan, but I also I didn't put too much pressure on myself about actually doing a whole album, but we did it, like, easily. Like, we had, I don't know, two or three extra days. And actually, just here on the way, I just got the last mix, so on the way into the studio, so it's been mixed too. It's just, it's crazy. It happened really quickly, and it was such a great experience, yeah.
Wow. And that you mentioned the recording engineer, you said he was a real dead set legend.
Yeah.
I love to read that because it's an Australian expression I haven't heard in so many years.
Yeah.
What was so great about working with this gentleman? What was his name?
Adam Selzer.
Yeah.
He's just super, super fast, really great at engineering and producing, pulls really great sounds and just very easy to communicate with and work with, and he had great ideas. He was really supportive. And it was mostly, like, we had a rhythm section come in, a drummer and a bass player, both local guys. They were in there for 2 days with me, and we tracked all the rhythm tracks. And then it was just basically me and Adam in there for the other, I don't know, 6 or 7 days or however many other days we had. And it was just great. It was really... So I did all the other overdubs, except for we had a Hammond player come in and I just heard some pedal steel that was done in another studio. And I don't know, it's just so easy. It was fun and We just worked well together. You know, sometimes that you just have chemistry with people, and we had a great working chemistry. Yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
And why Portland? Was this something you'd planned for quite a while, or you just sort of thought, well, why not do it at the start of the tour, and it just sort of happened? Or
yeah, well, a friend of mine, Mick Thomas from Weddings, Parties, Anything, which is a big Australian band from I guess they started in the 80s. They were a huge touring band, and he and my friend Darren Hanlon, who's actually a Northern Queensland boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has quite a long connection with Portland. So he's recorded there with Adam and knows all that crew. And Mick has also recorded there. And Mick said to me months ago, like, oh, you know, what are you doing for your next album? You should go and do it at Type Foundry because it's so cool. And then my manager, Kat, was hooking up this tour in Canada, and it just made a lot of sense to do it. So, you know, I applied for a grant and got one out of the two grants, which helped, you know, to come and record here and in the States, sorry. And, it seemed like a really crazy plan, but now that it's all done and worked so well, it's, you know, it seems a lot less complicated than it did before I did it, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
you know,
take the first step before you know.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And it could have been not great. It could have been a disaster, but it turned out to be incredibly fruitful and rewarding and, you know, so I'm very stoked with it.
And great positive energy to start the tour in Canada for the first time.
Yes.
And Liz, I should, again, just reading from your blog, I loved it how you referred to him as a dead set legend, and then Australian expression, but I saw one more Australian expression there that might confuse some folks here. You said you're looking forward to going to some op shops.
Ah, yes.
And I know that here, people won't know what you mean.
Is it
thrift stores?
Thrift store, yeah.
I've made the same mistake. I've said,
really?
I bought a guitar at an op shop, and I'm like, no, what? Oh, thrift store, I guess.
Well, I had to work out how to say, because I have these, I have like as merchandise what we in Australia call tea towels, but here they call them, what would they call them here? Like dishcloth?
Dishcloth, yeah.
Dishcloth, yeah.
There's another one.
Another one. So it's so funny, isn't it, how diverse. I lived in Germany for a few years and I speak German as well as English, obviously, but it's so funny being in an English-speaking country and how many things can get lost in translation anyway, you know. It's either the accent or it's these little sayings that we don't even think twice about, or the way that we shorten words a lot and, you know. It's been really fascinating. It was really interesting being in the States, so I'm looking forward to talking to a lot of cool Canadian people. Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to reading your blog as you go across.
Yeah,
it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah.
So here we are with Liz Stringer. She's just about to embark on her very first Canadian tour. We're here in Vancouver, and I think it'd be great for listeners to hear a live track.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to play a song that I just recorded, actually, and that I was just listening to in the car because I just got the pedal steel part back in the first mix. So if you can imagine pedal steel on this, it's called If You Mean It. I've been searching for a little bit of something, putting spot fires out that rage inside my head. And at night time, words would come up at me like a snowstorm. And when I gripped too tight, every one of them would melt. And by morning light, that doubtful river was roaring. You're always alone when you feel it, and it's never a lie if you mean it. Oh, babe. Well, they tell me everything happens for a reason. Some greater plan, and that we are all just pawns. Oh, I've tried so hard, but I know that I really don't believe them. 'Cause if we're being played,
What are we living for? But you have your ways to try to rest, and so do I. You're always alone when you feel it, and it's never a lie if you mean it. Up by the bootstraps, every morning I dig in the field. What's the point of still breaking my back when I produce ever decreasing yields? So just keep me guessing, lead me to a place I've never been, where I can sip on wine and laugh until I weep. 'Cause in my estimation, this is all we have, all that we can see. If we exhaust ourselves, we'll get our proper sleep. And I promise myself I'll never start giving up for a second. 'Cause you're always alone when you feel it, and it's never a lie if you mean it.
This is Lenny of Mass Grave. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you, Liz Stringer, for a live song here, debuted on radio. I guess the first time... I guess you played that live probably before?
I played it live. No, I haven't.
Wow.
Yeah.
This could be world exclusive for a brand new song from Liz Stringer, just recorded in Portland a matter of days ago. And Liz, of course, is here in Vancouver. About to start her Canadian tour. Is there anything you can tell us about that song in particular?
Well, not really. I think it's just a philosophical ramble, basically. It doesn't really have any... wasn't inspired by anything particular, but I think I did a lot of songwriting in the last few months, and I had a bit of a dry spell before that for a couple of years, and suddenly it always started pouring out of me. And I think I was concerned for a little while about not being able to write, because it's something that I do all the time, and then suddenly didn't. So I think I was scared about that, and then realised that, you know, it eventually will come back. Mm. You've just got to have faith. But it's sort of about that. But I guess it's just about everything, getting older and working out what I think about being alive.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Like many a good song has had that as a general theme.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of themes, a really great song I found of yours online, High Open Hills, very specifically referenced Melbourne, where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find you return to place and space writing about stories about where you're from often? Would you say every album you've consciously referenced Melbourne or at least Victoria, Australia?
I definitely not consciously. I mean, I think I'm just trying to think about my other albums, and I think that there's a couple of songs on No, I Tell a Lie. High Open Hills is on my latest studio album, which is from like 3 years ago. And there's maybe two or three other songs that mention places in Australia and Melbourne, but I think that one generally ends up writing about things that they're experiencing. I mean, that High Up in Hills isn't my story, but I know all of those places that I mentioned really well, and particularly Melbourne, obviously, because I grew up there and I live there now. But it's just a natural thing for me. And probably most writers, I would think, to just draw on what's around them, you know, and what's in them. And Melbourne's a big part of my life and always has been. So, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And how, now it's album number 4, like, could you talk about how your songwriting process has evolved over those years and over those albums, or if not, maybe you still approach it in the same way?
I think that I still approach it the same way. I think I've had, as I say, like periods of writing more than I did the last kind of 2 or 3 years. This new album that I just recorded, I think I feel like I was less... There were a couple of songs that I wrote right up until we were doing vocal takes. You know, I was finishing lyrics and I think I was... I deliberately tried to not put a lot of pressure on myself about writing super tight lyrics. You know, I just wanted to get the water out of the rusty pipe, you know. So I tried to be less self-conscious about it and just write and not worry about wandering into cliche territory or any of that sort of stuff that I've really tried to avoid. But I generally, I think it always starts with the music, like without exception, that's how the songs start, and then I just kind of Tetris the rest of the lines in somehow, yeah. You know? Yeah.
That's a great expression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Songwriting Tetris, yep.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Liz Stringer is joining us here in the studio. We're on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And if you're just tuning in, Liz is playing her very first show of the tour at a venue called Merge. Now, I haven't been there before, so for folks who don't know, it's at Clark and Powell Street. The show starts at 7 p.m. and she's going to be playing with a former guest on this show, Larissa Tandy. What a great meeting of you two, because she's, of course, from Melbourne.
Yeah.
And she just happens to be here.
I know, it's cool. It's really... I think we might run into quite a lot of Australians. I think there seems to be quite a few around. But yes, I know Larissa from Melbourne, so it'll be really fun to see her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's doing great. I saw her perform at the Railway Club. She typically plays with a band, and she got up and did her first, she said, real solo show for a long time. So she said that was really confidence building, so she's really ready to take Vancouver by storm, I think.
Awesome.
She's in good form.
That's always terrifying, the first solo gig in a while.
Yeah.
So yeah, good on her. She's great, really good songwriter.
She is,
yeah.
And so you're doing solo this whole tour?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who do you normally play with? You've had a long time band? Or?
Yeah, two guys from Melbourne, who Adam May, who's played drums with me since the start, like the first album, and an ex-Sydney bass player called Tim Keegan, who's another really good friend, and he's been playing with me since my second album. I put out a live solo album last October, I think it was, and so that obviously made sense for me to tour that solo, which was actually really fun. I mean, I do solo gigs on and off anyway, but that was a whole 20 dates or whatever it was, just on my own, and I enjoyed the freedom, but then I missed the, you know, the camaraderie and the synergy of having a band as well. But the next album will definitely require band members. Yeah. So I don't know, you know, hopefully afford to bring them over to North America one day, but we'll see.
anything's possible.
That's true.
it all starts here on the first tour. Liz, I'd love to hear another song if you're ready.
Sure. Well, this is another one that I just recorded called The Fever and the Fall.
Okay.
Kelly's leaving. He wept into his shirt. I don't know why I'm like this. Why do I get hurt? I took her money and made her cry. but still I don't know why. Now I am alone. Jimmy hurt me. I don't know why I stayed. I can't believe it that one day he'd change. I tried to mold him, make him mine, but he pulled back hard all the time. Now I am
Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you, Liz Stringer. One more live track here in the studio. This is Stranded, and that was called The Fever on the Fall.
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful song.
Thank you.
And again, maybe another world exclusive right now.
Yes, yeah. I haven't done it on the radio before. Yeah, yeah. I did. That's actually the only song from the whole album that I played. I played it maybe two or three times in Australia before I left.
Right.
Yep. But definitely first radio.
Yeah. Right. Do you think you get a chance to do any more radio here in Canada? Or maybe we'll talk to Kat, your tour manager.
Yeah, I'm so useless this time. I've never have a tour manager. So
wow.
Kat is my manager and my booker in Australia. So she's toured in Canada a lot. So she's TMing and kind of running my life for me, which is amazing. So good, and I just find myself like retaining less and less information. I've just become like a child. And I've spoken to tour managers about this before, that's the phenomenon that happens, is these grown adults just regress to like 5-year-olds sniveling around asking when they're going to get food and what time it is, and it's so funny. So yes, I would ask Kat, she's onto absolutely everything.
Okay. I'm really surprised that you've not had a tour manager before, but then I know, you're noted as being very strongly independent. You've put all your albums independently. Over the years, what could you comment on maybe some core principles that you've consciously stuck with, and maybe decision points along the way where you've just consciously said, no, I know what I'm doing and I'm doing it this way to maintain your independence?
Well, I mean, I guess I should stipulate that it's not that I've had major labels, but, you know, busting my door down. But I think, I mean, as opposed to, you know, 15 years ago, it's so easy to do everything yourself. And particularly, people don't really need labels as much now to do a lot of their own promotion and distribution. And, there's still a lot of really great, particularly indie labels around that do a fantastic job, and it's almost become like, I don't know, like collectives of musicians, like stables of musicians that work together and support each other, which is really awesome. Like, I think there's definitely a new relevance to record labels. But I don't know. I mean, I love the freedom of being an artist and being able to, you know, choose your own adventure. And it's very important to me that people that I work with are people that I like and respect as people. And that's, you know, there's a lot of interesting characters in the music world, and that's an absolute priority for me, because it's, you know, you do what you can to protect and support your art and kind of control all that sort of self-promotion that most people, most artists find really excruciating, me definitely included, and, you know, try and do it in a way that is true to who you are and true to your music, you know. I think that's... They're the things that are really important to me. And you know, pretty much without exception, all of my friends that are musicians and writers and, you know, artists of any kind. So it's good, you know, we just sort of can still make a living even if we're not charting or, you know,
It is great. It's testament to your hard work that you're here right now speaking to me.
Yeah.
You know, you and, like I say, maybe about 4 or 5 people a year show up with a guitar from Sydney or Melbourne, and I'm like always amazed because it takes effort to get here, and I think it's going to be worth it for you. So
I'm so excited to be here, and I've met a lot of Canadians in my life, but and I feel like, I mean, you can answer this, but I feel like Australians and Canadians have some similarities, personality wise, like sense of humour wise, and all that sort of stuff. And it, you know, it's everyone that's come here from, you know, wherever they come from, friends of mine have just raved about it. So I'm so stoked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot of similarities. I mean, if nothing else, the sheer space in the two countries.
Yep.
And, you know, that's why my show Stranded, it's got a few different meanings, but one of it is like, you know, sometimes we can feel stranded, like Australians, but, you know, we grow up so far away from the rest of the world.
Yeah.
That's why so many of us travel so much, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, you can't go anywhere without running into an Australian these days. It's true.
Exactly. And, Liz Stringer, thanks so much for coming down. I think we've probably got time for one more song at least. But before that, I did want to, maybe we'll go right back to the start of the interview, because you did mention a great band called Weddings, Partings, Anything, that you're friends with Mick. And I honestly didn't know too much about the band, and here's a bit of a story. When I was doing the show a couple of years ago, and somebody started to leave me some CDs, like in a pile for a couple of weeks in a row, with my name and a mystery. They didn't write any name or anything on there. And it was a pile of Australian CDs. And one of them was Weddings, Parties, Anything.
Oh, my God.
River-esque. And I was like, oh, who are these guys? I kind of remember them from Melbourne. And I fell in love with this band. They're just great songwriters. I mean, how well do you know Mick?
Quite well. Mick and I, we've played in a band together, and I was part of a stage show that he put together, and he's been a real supporter of mine and a bit of a mentor. And we actually, when I recorded and filmed my live album, we did it at Mick's pub in Melbourne. And he did the introduction, and, you know, yeah. And he's such a great songwriter and very encouraging for kind of up and comers. And he's been very supportive to me and a lot of my my musical colleagues. He's a great bloke. And the whole band is, in fact, they're really great. And just the funniest stories you've ever heard, like touring stories. It's just a night hanging out with those fellas is really something.
Well, there you go, listeners. I definitely recommend this band if you want to, in Australian music. Like when I put this album on, I think of Melbourne. I think of Victoria.
Yeah, it's very evocative in that way, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I remember when my cousins, who are kind of 10, 12 years older than me, I remember them going off to huge Weddos fans. And when I told them years later that Mick and I were playing in a band together, they lost it. And yeah. I was like, yeah, well, this is one of the last bands of the era to really have such a strong live following. Like, they could make their living touring around Australia and, you know, Europe and wherever else they went.
Mm.
And would just have thousands of people at shows. It was a really different time. And they used to have, like, a fanzine and send it out in the post and, like, before emails and, like, just amazing. A huge band and big touring party and, you know, like, really old school.
Yeah,
rockers, it was so cool.
I think, for the show, we'll play one song off this album, I think, later on. So, Weddings, Parties, Anything, great band from Australia. I sort of like Paul Kelly, the same like thing, listen to Paul Kelly, think of Melbourne. Listen to your song, think of Melbourne.
Yeah.
And Weddings, Parties, Anything. So there you go, folks. You can learn about Australia through music. well, Liz Stringer, thanks so much for coming down. And, of course, Liz is playing Sunday night from 7 p.m. at a venue called Merge here in Vancouver. It's at Clark Drive and Powell Street. And she'll be playing with Larissa Tandy, who is an Australian expat, also from Melbourne. And she lives here in Vancouver now. And she is a very good performer, very good songwriter. Perfect perfect combination for you guys to play. One more song, you think? Or?
Sure. I thought I might play High Open Hills because we were talking about it before. So this is the one that mentions Melbourne and a few other places in Australia. And thanks for having me, Matt.
No worries.
It's really nice to talk to you.
When I was 16, and my breath it was taken by the cold August wind. I left school that next summer, and to Melbourne we fled, as the sky over Mansfield turned orange and red. Well, I asked him where he came from, he said he wasn't quite sure. He said he moved round so often, he didn't keep track no more. But he said I was the reason that he could stand still. And he kissed me that first time on the high open hill. Well, see, everything changes except for the sound of the rain that comes down every time I see him again. And I wish for a moment we could once more stand on those high open hills of our youth, me and my traveling man. Well, he went off to Western Australia where the pearl fishing's good. He said he'd been once to Broome and there he felt understood. He said, I'm gonna return with a fortune untold. So just sit tight, my darling, for our future to unfold. We came back to meet in Melbourne before a week or so. We will love her to love her. I didn't want him to go, but with a fire in his belly and a baby in mine, I prayed when he'd come home it'd be the last time. See, everything changes for the sound of the rain that comes down every time I see him again. And I wish for a moment we could once more stand on those high open hills of our youth, me and my traveling man. I got a letter from Darwin later that month. He said, I found myself a lover. In fact, I found quite a bunch. Last thing I want to do is to hurt you or our boy. But you know all I touch I go on to destroy. Well, he sent us some money. Soon that dried up too, just like the hope in my baby's eyes blue. Well, he'd sit at the window and wait every night, and I prayed that that bastard would do what was right. See, everything changes for the sound of the rain that comes down every time I see him again. And I wish for a moment we could once more stand on those high open hills of our youth, on those high open hills of our youth, on the high open hills of our youth, me and my traveling man.
Thank you, Liz Stringer, for your third and final song here on Stranded today. That is from an album called Warm in Darkness, which is your very latest.
Warm in the Darkness,
Warm in the Darkness, yes.
Yep.
And we'll have a newly, freshly recorded album out in due course. It's just been done in Portland, Oregon. Wrapped up a couple of days ago, so congrats.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thanks.
No worries. Liz Stringer is about to embark on her first Canadian tour. LizStringer.com for heaps of information. The tour dates are there. And, of course, lots of music and videos as well. And I hope you have a fantastic tour. I know you will.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Matt.
No problem, Liz. Okay, that should be good.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
And we're back here in Stranded, and wow, what a great live session there. Liz Stringer, one of Australia's preeminent singer-songwriters, on tour now in Canada. She's starting out playing in Vancouver on Sunday night, the 9th of August, at a venue called Merge, which is at Clark and Powell. LizStringer.com for more information. And just at the end of the interview there, we were talking about a favourite band of, I guess, both of us, Weddings, Parties, Anything from Melbourne. They only really became popped up into my radar just a few years back. I didn't really know a lot about them growing up, but I've since discovered they were quite an institution on the live circuit in Australia and overseas. And I have an album of theirs here called Riveresque. And I want to play for you a track so you get a sense of what we were talking about. Let's play for you track 3, A Decent Cup of Coffee. So this is by Weddings, Parties, Anything, a real Australian folk rock institution. They formed in Melbourne in 1984. And their name actually comes from a Clash song, Revolution Rock. So here we go. This is Weddings, Parties, Anything, going right back to 1996. The album's Riveresque, and the song is A Decent Cup of Coffee.
Y'all kids, they clap politely at the finish of my song. You said, I think they liked it, but they hardly sang along. You said, I think it's great you came and played. We don't get much around this place, and it's good to see your face. Well, I said it was a good excuse to get out of the city. I've been kicking up my heels a bit. You didn't show much pity. It's a deal, I'll have the bill. Though a decent cup of coffee wouldn't come astray. But somehow I don't think I'll be getting it today. And you say living here's just fine, each to their own, I'd for mine. You're the only reason I would hang around. When the sun goes down in a dust-red Mallee town. Well, your friend said to say hello and to tell you that they've missed you. I know they'll be waiting eagerly to find out if I've kissed you. Though I think I'd like to, I'm not sure if there's another. I'd better watch my end. Though you said, ah, oh, he's just a friend. So I'll see if there's a room here at the pub. It's getting late and I can see you in the morning. I will meet you at the gate out the local footy ground. You said, it's hardly my rabbit. I said, don't be a bore. No one plays down there no more. But a decent cup of coffee wouldn't go astray. Somehow I don't think I'll be getting it today. You say living here's just fine, each to their own. The sun goes down on a dust-red Mallee town. One, your friend, he plays a good game. I think I'll be pushing up now. You know it's not such a great shame, but as the sun sets on the Grampians, oh how I wish you'd whisper, I still love you true. And I would say I love you too. But a decent cup of coffee wouldn't go astray. And if I make tracks, I might be tasting one today. Well, to live without me seems you're fine. You for yours, I for mine. I just lost my one reason to hang around. When the sun goes down, when the sun goes down, when the sun goes down, on a dust-red Mallee town. Come on, we're going up the Mallee.
a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
So there you go. That was Weddings, Parties, Anything. Right back there, 1996, off the album Riveresque. And we played that track, A Decent Cup of Coffee. For Liz Stringer, she was our special guest today. She's from Melbourne, and we were speaking about her connections with that great band. And I wanted to play for you one track from them, Weddings, Parties, Anything, featuring the great Mick Thomas on songwriting duties. Now let's get into some new Australian music here on Stranded.
You're a Frankenstein, you were born in another. Why did you eat the whole thing?
Because
you snuck in my room and got him and shut the door. Because I told you not to eat anymore. Why'd you eat so many?
I love M&M's.
I know you love M&M's, but now you're going to have a tummy ache.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
When I have a rumbly in my tummy, the only thing that makes me feel better is listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
And you are listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. Great little set of songs there. Finishing up with Scalper from New Zealand, an artist that I've been following closely. Really fantastic sound. I think that guy's really a true original. And I don't know how well known he is overseas from New Zealand. I mean, my job here is to really keep in touch with music in Australia and Canada and New Zealand, but I'm not sure if many Canadians know this guy. But he puts out some really, really fantastic music. And so that was a track by Scalper, and it was called Emperor's Clothes. It's his latest single. At the top of the set was a song by a band called Pale Heads. They're a garage band from Australia. The song was Homeless. I really liked it. It was some social commentary there. And let's see if I can find a little bit of information about the band. So they're from Melbourne, Australia. Four-piece band featuring members of the Drones, The Nation Blue, Harmony, Bang 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 AIDS, and Pears and Bat Piss. So it's a bit of a super group. And they have a record out called Headless on Poison City Records. Wow, that's some pretty good pedigree if you got some members of the Drones in your band. Good stuff. Good song. And in the middle was something really special. I was so happy to hear The Meanies, their first single in a long, long, long time. There's so much I could say about that band, but they're a Melbourne institution. They were really a significant punk band in the 90s, like early to mid 90s. I saw them play live a couple of times, and they're just really unique melodies that band always had. And great buzzsaw guitar, kind of Ramones inspired band, with Link Meany on vocals, and he has a great way of spinning a melody that's just unique. Always set that band apart, and they put out lots of 7-inch singles all through the 90s. Anyway, it's time for me to, I think, do a good retrospective on the Meanies in a future show. But anyway, that's the very first single. Might even be 20 years since their last one. Yeah, they're back. The Meanies from Melbourne, and the single was called There's a Gap. So, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. You can find us online anytime at allstrandedradio.com. Check out all our archive podcasts there and interviews. And don't forget, we're on Twitter at AusStranded. Plenty more great music to come.
Tune in every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Cue It Up with your host, Jonathan Koo, for abrasive fight or flight music played at hot, loud volumes. Uncooperative songs for things that are not all right. Punk, noise rock, post-punk, experimental, industrial, and noise.
And we're just about out of time here on the show. African Rhythms up next. And it's time to say goodbye. We're going to leave you with one last track from Fake Tears, a new signee to Mint Records here in Vancouver, and they have their release for the album Night Shifting. It's happening on Saturday, August 15th at the Lido. Also playing will be Ace Martins. So let's hear a track from the brand new Fake Tears record Night Shifting right now. Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to Stranded. You can find us online at AusStrandedRadio.com. Bye.
Double-crossing dames, two-bit heels, cold-blooded killers. That's right, the feverish, fatalistic role. double-crossing dames, two-bit heels, cold-blooded killers. That's right, the feverish, fatalistic world of film noir returns to the Cinematheque for another angst-filled August. This year's season features 12 hard-boiled classics, including The Blue Dahlia, Laura, Pick Up on South Street, and DOA. Don't miss the opening night on Friday, August 7th, with live music, a special introduction, and screenings of favorites, This Gun for Hire and Gilda. All ages welcome, 1131 Howe Street. For more info, visit thecinematheque.ca.
Get ready to dance, eat, and enjoy at the 15th Annual Latin Summer Festival. The festival takes place next to Trout Lake in John Henry Park on Sunday, August 16th. Free admission, parking available, but the SkyTrain is recommended. For more information, visit latinsummerfest.com.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic. Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds with and we're making it like him. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville and we're making it like him. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville and we're making
it. You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Puck. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
A night of post-sound, proto-vibrations, deep clamor, free resonance, primal buzz, and ecstatic dissonance. With Victoria's Free Keat Waves, Seattle's Health Problems, plus local favorites Peace and N213's Group Vision.
Wednesday, August 12th at the Hindenburg, presented by Hockey Dad Records and CITR.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Good evening and welcome to another